Good morning and a good Erev Shabbat. Day 13 is called consistency. What is the most important pasuk verse in the whole Torah? I mentioned this in the chapter. Most of us would probably imagine something v'ahavta kamocha, like I spoke about yesterday. Love your neighbor as yourself, or maybe Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, our declaration of belief in one and only God. But a rabbi suggested a much more obscure verse, Es HaKeves Echad Taseh BaBoker, actually is from my bar mitzvah parsha Pinchas. You shall offer one lamb in the morning and another lamb in the afternoon, which is, of course, seemed pretty bland and uninspiring, and it refers to the daily obligation to sacrifice one lamb in the morning, that is the where shacharis comes from, the morning prayers, and one in the afternoon, the korban shel mincha, as part of the regular offering in the Jewish temple. Now, you can understand, you know, love thy neighbor, and maybe the Shema, but like really, you're supposed to bring a sacrifice in the morning, sacrifice in the afternoon. That's the most important verse in the Torah. Well, if you think that consistency is fundamental to Judaism, then it certainly is the most important verse in the Torah. Athletes will tell you the best way to get into shape is to stick to a routine every single day. And that's how you build spiritual muscle also. Same thing with relationships. You can't show up some days and be absent other times. You can't have love and trust when it's haphazard. It needs to be consistent. And that's why when we pray, we do it consistently each and every day. We start off our morning with the Brachot HaShachar, the morning blessings. We thank God for our sight, for our clothing. And it doesn't matter what mood you're in. This is the most important thing in the world, is to get used to doing things even when we're not feeling it, or we're not in the mood for it. We know this in every other part of our lives. We would never imagine that I'm not going to show up to work today because I'm just not in the mood. And it's not just about the money. It's about honing in on our skills and our professional development. You don't get better if you do it haphazardly. And therefore, by definition, we're going to have to engage in activities when we're not feeling terribly inspired to do so. And it's the same thing with any other mitzvah. If we want to get better at it, we have to develop muscle memory, which I mentioned in the chapter is an excellent device to combat the sluggishness that always sets in. And that often keeps us from achieving our goals in life. And this is pushing through and just making sure it happens every day, irrespective of our mood. Es HaKeves Echad Taseh BaBoker, one sacrifice, one lamb in the morning. Es HaKeves Echad Ben Harbayim and a Keves HaSheni, and a second one in the afternoon. And in my new book, The Jewish Experience, which, by the way, we're having the launch on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at MG, you're all invited. I mentioned in the book about how we get so easily distracted, especially when it comes to the very purpose of our existence. And that's why we pray the same silent devotion every day. People always ask me, Rabbi, why is it the same thing? It's just like boring again and again. I said, because consistent prayer creates space for a check-in to ensure that our actions remain consistent with our life goals, and we just get distracted. We know that we're here for a certain purpose, so we have to remind ourselves every morning of that purpose. And that purpose is the same. It stays the same, and we just have to develop a fealty and a loyalty to it. I also mentioned about Judaism not being an all or nothing religion, that this certainly applies to prayer, that it's one step at a time. And if you grab onto too much, you can end up with nothing. Judaism is not a sprint. So take your time and enjoy the ride and just stay at it consistently. These once in a while highs, they come and go. What sticks with us in life is the stuff we do each and every day. And finally, one last thing I mentioned in the book is that we ask God every single day for repentance. Repentance is tshuva, which is what we're trying to do now during Elul Zman, during this time of Elul leading into the high holidays with this 40-day challenge. And it's reserved usually for the high holiday season. But so why in our Shemona Esrei, in our Psalm devotion, every single day, we ask Hashem for forgiveness? We say, Slach lanu avinu kichatanu. We ask Hashem every day. And we also ask Hashem, Hashivenu avinu l'taratecha, please bring us close to you. Aren't those themes reserved for the high holidays, for Elul, for Tishrei, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? No, they are very important during this time. They're highlighted during this time. This is the focus of this time. But we ask God every day to help us stay close to Him through the mitzvot. We can't wait until Yom Kippur to repair whatever needs to be fixed in our relationships. And therefore, repentance and forgiveness are things we pray for every single day because we need to develop a consistent relationship. We can't wait. Oh, I'm a once in a year kind of Jew. I'll show up on the high holidays, ask God, what kind of relationship is that? Where we've been the rest of the year? Very important we keep it consistent. And even if we're not doing everything all the time, But what we are doing, we're keeping consistent. We build that muscle memory. We push through the times that we're not inspired, and it develops a heightened sense of dveikut, of connectedness to our Creator, to Hashem, and to our fellow human being. Shabbat Shalom.